This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The death toll from the coronavirus has surpassed that of the SARS epidemic of 2002-2003, according to data from Chinese authorities. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has now surpassed the SARS epidemic in 2002 and 2003, after China on Sunday announced a new daily record number of deaths. Data from the National Health Commission showed 89 deaths on Saturday, pushing coronavirus deaths well above the 774 who died from SARS. That grim milestone comes as millions of Chinese people prepared to return to work on Monday. Authorities extended a Lunar New Year break by 10 days as deaths and infections rose, and many of China's usually teeming cities have become ghost towns over the past 2 weeks. Even on Monday, a large number of businesses will stay shut, with many white-collar employees working from home. Among the new deaths on Saturday was an American hospitalized in the central city of Wuhan, where the outbreak began. He's the first confirmed non-Chinese victim of the disease, which has spread to 27 countries and regions, according to official reports.
Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Ireland began counting votes on Sunday in a national election that an exit poll indicated would show a historic breakthrough for left-wing nationalist party Sinn Féin, collecting roughly the same percentage of votes as two established parties. The process now of forming a governing coalition in Parliament will be complicated, with the other two leading parties saying they won't govern with Sinn Féin and will look instead to smaller parties to form alliances with. This is VOA News. Terrified residents of a northeastern Thai city have been reliving their ordeal after a gunman went on a shopping center shooting spree that left 29 people dead. As the gunman rampaged on Saturday afternoon, shoppers barricaded themselves into restrooms or hid under tables. The 16-hour shooting spree ended in the shooter's death by Thai security forces. The shooter was a Thai soldier who appeared to have been angered by a land dispute. A vigil for the victims was held on Sunday with monks chanting prayers. With the Iowa caucuses behind them, Democratic presidential hopefuls head to the state of New Hampshire for a primary there on Tuesday. On the ABC News show this week, Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden admitted the odds were against him winning the New Hampshire primary. That's with the Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders competing with him in the race.
Let's be realistic. I think it's always going to be an uphill fight. When you're running against two people who are neighboring senators, you know the deal. Bernie won here, the neighboring senator, by 20 points last time. So I think it is an uphill fight, but I think it's a fight we'll do well in.
Also on ABC's This Week, Democratic presidential candidate and Senator Elizabeth Warren said she's not taking campaign donations from billionaires because she doesn't want to give them a bigger voice in our democracy.
Billionaires, they may own more shoes than the rest of us. They may own more cars. They may own more houses. But they shouldn't own a bigger piece of our democracy. And so long as they can do that, that's how it is that the things we want to see get done don't get done.
Ukraine's president has asked Pope Francis for help in securing the release of prisoners of war held by Russia and by Russia-backed separatist fighters in eastern Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky made the request after a meeting with the pontiff at the Vatican on Saturday. Russia annexed the Black Sea Peninsula of Crimea in March 2014. A month later, fighting broke out in eastern Ukraine in a conflict that has killed more than 13,000 people and displaced more than 1 million. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is warning American governors from across the country of the risks of doing business with China. He said competition with China is happening on a federal, state, and local level and has consequences for U.S. foreign policy and national security. Pompeo made the comments Saturday at a meeting of the National Governors Association in Washington, D.C. He told the governors he knows they have likely been approached by people from China who want to invest in their states, but he warned that China has strategically assessed U.S. vulnerabilities and is seeking to exploit the openness of the American system to gain advantage over the United States at all levels. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.